Log Talk Radio.
Greetings of peace, of abundance, of happiness, of joy, of wishes fulfilled, dreams coming true, as you are entering into the domain of the Goddess Temple Palace. And I am your guide, Queen, Mother, Goddess, Opulence, Ra, enter NTR. Enter into the world, the vibrations that satisfy my soul. And hopefully while you are here, you will be touched on a deeper level of knowing yourself, of receiving greater awakening and insight as to who you are. I'm going to take this call before I get off into my message, the things that I want to study today. This is 240. I'm going to see what it is that you might want to speak to me about.
Oh, hi. How you doing? This is Black Gladiator again. I was just calling.
I love it. There you be again. What is your name, beloved?
Black Gladiator.
Black Gladiator. Shall we continue where we left off?
We can, if you would like to. I'm not sure where we left off at, though. You know, I just know.
I recall.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, can you refresh my memory, please?
I can, because I listened to the, I just finished listening to it, actually. And where we were at was talking about sharing. And you spoke about that you thought that the feminine, the goddesses, should share. And I mentioned something called pathos, no, that's not the word, polygamy is the right word. And you were speaking of sharing, having them have one male because there were so many. I'm saying one, maybe you thought more than one. There were so many men that were being incarcerated and murdered and who were screwed up. And I posed the question, how did you feel about the fact of women having more than one male, more than one God in her company? Now, in terms of addressing your question, I also started saying that wisdom was required. For sure, spirituality is required to have that on either side, because living in this society, it's forbidden, number one. What's coming to mind are the Mormons, I think it's the Mormons, where they have the women dressed in those horrible, horrible, drab clothing, and the males tend to be the ones who have all these wives. And sharing is good. Sharing is good. That's how you make a community. So those are my thoughts on that. But it requires great wisdom, great discipline, and great attunement with spirit, because the tendency is to be jealous and selfish, and not just for the feminine, but for the male as well, possessive. This is mine. You're mine. And so that's where we left off.
Oh, okay. Well, I remember now. And, well, the first thing I like to say is when you're dealing with just a woman, period, you need to be presented with her in all ways. So for a woman to have more than one God in her life is totally okay with me. The reason why I say that is because the woman, basically back in the day, she was totally free to do whatever she want, excuse my language, but have sex whatever she want and whenever she wanted. And it didn't matter who she did it with, she was free to do as what she pleased. And back in the day, they didn't have nothing called a father or representative father. And since they didn't have, you know, blood tests back then, the DNA that tell who the father was, the mother had a pretty strong idea of who the father could be, but she wasn't for sure. So she told basically the child to call all the men uncles. And basically, because, you know, the father was in there somewhere, but basically she told them to call all the men uncles. And so when you look at it now, the community, well, back then the community were taking care of the children. So what I'm saying is the woman was totally free. She was able to do what she wanted when she wanted, and she was able to have sex with who she wanted to, when she wanted to, and how she wanted to do it. It is not until today we get into these romantic roles, and the woman has totally lost her role and position and her voice. She's totally lost her voice on this planet. And when I say she lost her voice on this planet, meaning the woman voice, or third chakra, as we call it, you know, is basically a high chakra. It stimulates a man consciousness to pick up information. You know what I mean? So just the woman's talking alone should make a man's evening, or excuse me, make a man want to say, I would love to spend the evening with you. My God.
My goddess,
you know, I would love to spend an evening with you. So what I'm saying is the woman nowadays She totally functions out of a male psychology. She totally is not present with herself, you know, and she's basically functioning like a parrot. She sees and hears things from other people, and what happens is she ends up repeating those things and end up talking about those things, but she doesn't know where those things come from. For an example, a woman can talk about pleasing a man all day long, but if she's not out to please the man, you know, and if she's not out to please the man to purposely please the man and figure out on her own, if she's just taking little, you know, little things from basically how we say her friends, magazines, then she's basically not going to please her man. You know, she's going to be unpleasing her man. So what I'm saying is the woman is totally functioning out of a male psychology and out of a male education. And she's making love to a man. She's making love like a man. And for my last final statement, I'm going to say that as she makes love like a man, you know, she thinks in her head about all these other things. And what happens is, to the woman that does have these things going on with them, that thinks about other things while they're having sex, they're not connected. They're not connected to themselves. They're not connected to, you know, who they are. So the woman is totally functioning like a man on this planet. And I think that's where it gets a little complicated.
Well, you're painting a wide, you're taking a wide paintbrush and you're painting. You're saying all women, that's what I'm hearing. And you've forgotten, I dare
say, earlier.
I'm
not saying all women. No. That's not what I'm saying at all.
Okay.
I cannot speak for all women because every woman is unique. You know, every woman is unique. So I'm not speaking for all women. I'm speaking on the women that I come across, that I experience. They have been functioning out of a male psychology, and they have been basically programmed to basically function insane, you know, and the TV validates, I'm pretty sure the TV validates their insanity on how they think and function. So what I'm saying is basically this world, I think I said it to you last time, I'll say it to you again. This world, this community, this planet, this country is being exploited by the people who are ignorant around sex.
Well, sex is a powerful marketing tool in this society of the United States. It's a powerful marketing tool. And there are
cultures. But that's
cultures.
Not sex. That's not sex at all. You know, that's not sex at all. When you look at sex, you know, sex is connection. If the man is sticking his penis in a woman and he's not connecting with her to open her mind up consciously and her body up consciously where she can feel his spirit, then he's not connecting with her at all. He's not having sex. He's actually making her masturbate. And that's called basically, he's actually doing an enforced entry right there. And, you know, that's like rape, you know, because he's doing something that's really unwilling to her. You know, subconsciously, she's unwilling to do it. If it's not opening up her consciousness, you know, and it's not taking her to another level, then, you know, sex, that's what she shouldn't do it for. But you follow what I'm saying?
I agree with you. I agree with you in terms of, because, but sex opposed to making love. So let's define that. So let's say that the word that I used is correct, that sex is you know, used in commercials, so on and so forth. But what you are alluding to is making love and the art of making love. And there are,
no,
I have wanted
no,
to
no.
say this.
I'm stating that sex and love are two different things. Love is basically, love is yourself. You know, a tree doesn't go around looking for love. You are love. Love is yourself. You are the embodiment of love. You know, love is what brought you on this planet. When your mother and your father had sex, you know, they created that energy with it, which is you. You are love, you know. But what I'm saying sex to say there's a energetic communication between the man and the woman, and that this energetic communication creates a relationship dynamic field, which produces people to basically, it produces basically a prophecy for the woman and a prophet for the man. And what it actually does is basically open up a conscious level for them to become on a spiritual level. So their sexuality helps them awaken to their spirituality, if you follow what I'm saying.
I hear you, and I think we're just having a play on words in terms of I do follow what you're saying, as opposed to sex and making love. You know, we could spend time, a lot of time on that, but I understand what you are saying and from where you are coming, so to speak. And it's and we are love, but we love begets love. And when two spirits come together, it's just a unification and a magnification of that power of creation. Let's call it creation. You know, it's getting hung up on the words could get us into trouble and lead us down a path that we don't want to go because I don't want to have discord over something as trivial as it's sex or making love, because it's all in how you feel. And the focus, when you enter into that vibration, as I said earlier, we need to have a lot of things worked out before you enter into that actual vibration. It's a very intense journey to enter into. And there are other cultures where women still, they might be called wild women, are still allowed to be able to, and still do, even in this culture, do what they want to do when they want to do it. And it's coming more and more into reality. But also in terms of knowing who the father is, if the feminine, if the goddess is really in touch with herself, she knows when she conceives. She knows. She knows, because she has
conceived. If the goddess is really in touch with herself, she will come face to face with her existence. And if she takes deep breath and relax, she drops out of life into existence. And she could be suspended in between anywhere, I guess, let's say 5 or 6 minutes, not even drawing a single breath, you know, while she's into her presence, not even drawing a single breath. And she don't need to draw a single breath at any moment, you know what I mean? She can ride that way for, let's say, an hour or two or so. And in that moment, what I'm saying is she is basically in between doors of realms, you know, between worlds, should I say, between in existence and existence. What I'm saying is that she takes things from out of existence into existence by breathing in the woman's frequency. So just like a woman having sex and she's breathing hard and she's concentrating and she's meditating, she produces a child. You know, she produces a child by concentrating, meditating, and really having sex and being connected, you know. So the woman basically, when she's present with herself, she comes face to face with her existence, and she realizes she's on a different conscious level, and she starts to become more spiritual, more psychological far as mental concerns. She's not stressed. She understands who she is on this planet and what it is she needs to do, you know. So the woman basically, when she's present with herself, she's capable of doing a lot of things on this planet, you know, sexually and physically and harmony-wise, however you look at it, she's able to do a lot of things on this planet as far as supporting humanity.
No doubt. No doubt. Black Gladiator, I'm going to put you on hold for a minute. There's a cut. The switchboard is lit up. I'm going to see what these other people might want, and I will get back to you, though. Hold on. Okay, let me see who is here the longest. 239.
Hello.
How may I help you? Hi.
Hi. I'm just listening. I really have nothing to contribute to what you guys are talking about. Not my specialty.
Okay, well. Oh. Well, why are you continuing to listen? Just curiosity. You're welcome to listen, but, you know, what are you getting from it?
Because I laid my phone down and just hadn't picked it back up or done anything else yet. I like to listen to you, and it's been a long time since I saw your show was on, so.
Well, welcome back, and enjoy.
Yeah, okay, I might learn something.
Hopefully you will.
Okay.
I'm gonna go to the next caller.
Okay.
111. Private caller. Peace.
Greetings.
Welcome. How may I help? Peace.
Peace be upon you.
But bring.
Okay.
Oh, it is.
I am listening to
and you as well.
Thank you so much. First, I want to thank you for having this show and speaking light into the mind of the feminine. And I want to elaborate on the conversation that you had with the young man just a few minutes ago. And I learned a long time ago to never tell people, you know, you're wrong and this is what is correct. I simply want to give what I have learned. Now, I've taken an extremely brave look at the black woman's. Hello?
I'm here.
Oh, I'm sorry. I heard something in the background. Can you hear me?
I can very well.
Okay, great. So I took a very brave look at the black woman's history since memorial. And I want to say to that young man that we first need to understand two things. One, how old the black woman is. And number two, how she lived in primordial times up until this day. Well, what is the difference in between those two agencies? Now, having said that, I want to say that firstly, when he said that women were freer, he didn't give a time frame, but I feel that he's speaking of maybe Stone Age, or I don't know what time frame to put that conversation in, but I want him to know that women at one time were parthenogenic. In other words, they gave birth parthenogenically, using only the XX genome and reproducing themselves parthenogenetically. So if we understand that, then we understand that every black woman, every single solitary black woman who people this earth today are spiritual portals within their own right. They don't need to have sexual relations to become spiritual. It is in the very DNA, the very fabric of their DNA, that mitochondrial DNA still exists today, and that is indicative of a spiritual resonance. I also want him to know that we were very clannish back then. We had tribes. So women didn't just go around having sex with every man. I believe he's alluding to polyandry. And polyandry is where a woman marries into a family, and the men of that family who are past puberty, and that's why they had rites of passages. Let's say a man who is 19 years old, he has an older brother who's 20, 24, or whatever. the woman would marry into that family, and she would procreate with the men of that family. That's why they called the men uncle. When the oldest brother died, then the next in line to be the eldest brother would be called father, and the others would be called uncle. Now, as far as the progeny, they knew that they were all related, whether the semen infiltrated the polar body was of one brother or another, it didn't matter in that polyandrous situation because they knew that they all came from the same genome, if that makes sense. So I guess what I'm saying to him at the end of the day is that women do not need to copulate and have sexual intercourse to become spiritual or to understand what spiritual modality they will vibrate on. I think that we do such a great disservice to actual history by not explaining the various temples of light around the world. And when you look at those temples of light in Angkor Wat, in Mexico, in America, in China, in Kemet. Kemet is just but the Great Pyramid at Giza is just but one temple of light. Okay? So when we look at those temples of light and we look at the artifacts and we look at the carvings, even though people will try to change them to look masculine, we know that they are depictions of women. So I want to put that out there, and I want people to know that in order to be a pharaoh, you needed to be a black, self-functioning, self-fecundating, parthenogenic birth-giving woman, because the word broken down is Harol, the temples of light at Giza. The true name for it is Harol Maku. Harol means vagina. Okay? So I just wanted him to know that the woman is a spiritual portal and to herself. If she never has sex, she still vibrates on a higher frequency because of the mitochondrial DNA that she has from those ancient solar sisters. And I want to thank you all for your time. Just wanted to add that in there.
Well, it was my pleasure to welcome you into the Goddess Temple Palace. Your wisdom, your light, your sharing and caring has been well received by me, and I'm sure our beloved younger brother as well. We had spoken earlier. I did a show earlier, and he and I had spoken. So some things were exchanged that weren't heard on this call as well. And pathosynergists, I am well aware of and very much in alignment with you on that vibration. Your presence has been a present for me and for those of us listening now and in the future. So, Hotep Pru, beloved, thank you for coming forward. And I'm going to open his line now to see what he might have to say just from what he has received. Also, and to also point out to him, he had spoken about the type of feminine that he had been attracting, and to make him aware of now what he has stepped into, and to let him realize that it is time for him to make some adjustments, like we spoke earlier about coming on that one knee in the position of a so that he could be seated and suck from the breast of the goddess. And I'm going to open his line now. And
very well.
See where this
goes. That's fine.
Yes, hello.
We await your words, beloved.
Okay. I just want to say that, you know, the woman is capable of having an orgasm every eighth of a tenth of a second. She can stay up in an orgasm for 2 or 3 hours, depending on how long she want to be engaged to it. So what I'm saying is, if I'm connected to a woman and she doesn't have 500 to 1,000 orgasms in an evening with me, then I feel like the evening was just a total flop. So most women basically think that sex is a mental thing. You know, they think sex is about relating in the mind. But there's nothing up there to have sex with, you know. Mind is, the mind, you can't have sex with the mind. There's nothing for you to have sex with the mind. Like, how do you have sex with the brain? This is insanity. So what I'm saying is basically a lot of women end up relating to their own sexuality just the same as a man would and start striving to get orgasms and start doing different gymnastics and start just having the psychology of a man. Now,
okay,
I'm saying that,
can I help you? I'd like to help you here. Firstly, I want to say this. When you talk about spirituality and then you bring sex into the equation, you error.
Mm-hmm.
Because I want you to understand, you as a male, you have an X and a Y chromosome. Is that correct?
Yes, that's mitochondrial DNA. You're right.
Okay, now, the woman has
X chromosome.
X, the X,
that's true.
Double X. It is the original. It is the original set. Do you agree with me there?
Yes, I agree.
Okay, so then if you agree with me there, then you have to understand that biologically, you are a female with a different kind of genitalia. Something takes place biologically with the type of hormonal imbalance that takes place in the female, because we know that every polar body or embryo, if you will, is female. This is why they tell you we need to wait for a certain time to determine the sex, because they know prior to 8 weeks, every polar body or embryo is female. Only when testosterone is introduced and a certain amount of adrenaline is introduced into the system of the mother does the female embryo begin to take on a change and become a male. Okay? Now, that's one thing. Now, having said that, I want you to understand that the black woman is the first man. Man not being indicative of gender. Take gender out. Man is a species. Man is indicative of intelligence. So everyone who is on this earth today, all of the people on the earth today come from Big Mama, that black woman, and they are a spinoff from that XX chromosome. So I'm saying to you, if they were spiritual enough to tap into Nebulous and the various constellations, if they were spiritual enough to understand and be able to navigate and conjugate and star systems, then they were spiritual enough to have that resonance within themselves before you came, before the introduction of the XY chromosome. So I'm simply saying to you that the woman's spirituality is not indicative of you. If she never has sex with you, she can still have orgasm. If she never comes in contact with you, she can still vibrate on the ultimate frequency. That's what I need you to know. So what she is to you is a gift, okay? Hmm. Because she can do everything spiritually regardless of your presence. I'm not going to get into, you know, rebirth and sex. My suggestion to you is that you stop deducing females to genitalia. And when you get a hold of an original solar sister, that kinky-headed black woman, you are in the presence of a God, not the God, not God, but a God. Why? Because she has the original genome of the original
man.
But
if men wasn't attracted to women on this planet, if men wasn't attracted to women on this planet, there wouldn't be anybody. So it's because of sex and the attraction.
But again, I say to you, before there were men, there were women on this earth building and having spiritual modalities. So I say to you, if there were only black women on this earth at one time, what were they doing? It's obvious that, see, I don't want to go too deep for you, but I want you to understand this. The only reason that women have sex with you is for variation, for the male species. You can't create a female. You can only create males. What you do when you have sex with a woman and she gets pregnant, if she has a girl, you only start the meiosis process by the sperm simply penetrating the egg or the polar body. But the female is already in existence before your sperm even touches it. You cause the female to turn into a male. So we need to understand the biological ramifications that determine gender. Then you will understand how powerful that woman is. Okay?
Well, when we understand biologically the body, I understand what you mean, that, you know, we all come from the foundation of a woman. I mean, that's correct to me. But what I'm saying is that basically the vagina and the penis, they communicate on energetic levels, and energy follows thought, you know. So I understand that you're saying that back then we can follow a thought that basically says that there were women here once before men. I'm agreeing to that. But what I'm saying is that the vagina and the penis are the ballast to this planet. The vagina and the penis communicate on energetic levels. And it's only when the man or the woman is present in their body and conscious in their body do they get this communication.
Okay, let me say this. If you understand that there were black women on this earth at least 1 million years before any other species of human being, before male, before XY chromosome, if you understand that, and if you understand that they were intelligent, why do you still say that the penis and the vagina
I never said they was intelligent. I said they were gods. Did I say
they were
intelligent?
I am telling you they were intelligent. This is the reason that there's not so much energy given to those original women. Because if people painted the actual picture of who the black woman really is, it would make most men a liar. You would understand that Tutankhamun and Akhenaten were female. You would understand that Yah is a depiction of the female facet of the moon. So when you say Yahweh, you're talking about the black woman. When you say El Shaddai, you're talking about the black woman. When you say Isus, Osiris, you're talking about the black woman. See, you all bring up the Dogon, but what you don't bring up is the Dogon say they are children of Queen God Ori.
Do you know what Queen means?
Osiris. I'm not going to interpolate words, because really king and queen and the word God is relatively new. But if we go back to what they were calling themselves long time ago, they called themselves deity, Jedi. You can't be a Jedi if you're not a kinky-headed black woman. That's what a Jedi is. Understand that. So,
but I'm not
all
saying
of the
it's
spiritual
for all
modalities,
women.
All of the spiritual modalities that we have today are nothing but spinoffs and knockoffs of that original black woman's spiritual modality. That's why in the Jewish culture they say you can't be Jewish unless you what? Unless you come from the womb of a Jewish woman. The Torah is nothing but Hey Tor backwards interpolated. It's all the black woman. You can't get around her. So I'm saying to you, do not deduce her to genitalia. The fact that copulating with you about birth is as a result of eons and eons of procreating with you. If they stop procreating with you, you would see them become parthenogenetic again. That's the big secret. That's a big secret right there. So don't deduce them to genitalia. She has sex with you. That's a gift. Because she's everything she is regardless of you. So let me stop talking so much and let you guys carry on. That's my truth. That's what I've researched.
I am grateful, as I said, for your presence. that you contributed to this.
I'm grateful for her presence
energy.
As well.
And the fact of the matter is that, brother, you have stepped into a higher vibration. And now you go away with this and you meditate on what you've been blessed to receive, because we are not of the caliber that you have spoken of, that you have been accustomed to being in the company of. You have been blessed to enter into a very sacred temple of healing for you. And I hope that when you come again, and it's interesting that you found me on this station as well as the other station. So you were meant to be here. And I hope that when we meet again, I pray that when we meet again, that you have taken the information that has come forth for you, for all of us, and been able to honor it and place the womb, as I spoke to you earlier about, to be able to honor the womb, to be able to humble yourself, to be able to receive the offerings that the Great Mother has for you. This is just, the time is going to run out now, but this has been very enchanting, very empowering. Sister, I don't know your name, and if you want to share it, I would appreciate it, but if not, it's fine. You can find me on Facebook, Opulence Ra, enter, NTR, and I would very much appreciate connecting with you. And you as well, Brother Gladiator. This has truly been a blessing. Listening to you, Sister, you remind me of so many. Sister Goddess, you remind me of so many who I have come to know along the way. And Gia Hamashiach El is definitely, her energy is definitely coming forward for me from the spirit world. We're going to get cut off soon. Until we meet again, may we all remember who we are, from whence we come, and how we got here. And namaste, otepu, and much peace and love to each one of you. Music that you are hearing is played by Nadine Verson, one of my beloved brothers, not a worshiper.